You're listening to Constructing You. I'm Eleanor Mosher, and I am so glad to have you here with me. Welcome back to another episode. Before I delve right into some big news, let me tell you about Approach Consulting. Approach Consulting specialise in construction and property recruitment across the Melbourne market. They offer a personal approach to recruitment for businesses regardless of size, working closely with clients to get a strong understanding of cultural fit and skill sets required for the project and teams. Their roles ranged from skilled professionals across engineering and architecture design, property development, as well as on-site staff, PMs, estimators, CAs for both contractors and consultancies. With a strong network across the local market in Melbourne, they have access to a database of top talent passively seeking roles who trust Approach Consulting to assist with their next career move. Please visit approachconsult.com.au for more information. And of course, the links are in the show notes. Now, in case you missed it, my book, Constructing Your Career, became a number one bestseller on Amazon on Friday in construction. A week before launch, my book became a number one bestseller on Amazon. It was also the number one on the movers and shakers list on Saturday. I'm lost for words. No, I'm definitely not lost for words. But when it happened in the moment, it was so surreal because it is something that I've been working up towards and I anticipated that it would happen on launch day. So it was a double win for it to happen not only a week before, but to also happen. And first and foremost, thank you. Thank you so very much for believing in the book, for believing in the transformation that the book ensues when you are going to read your copy. So now more than ever, I cannot wait for the copies to see the world. It isn't so much the achievement itself which means the most. It was about the becoming, who I had to become in the process in order to achieve this. Well, first of all, I had to write, and that takes a lot of discipline, a lot of growth, a lot of focus. And as I've said before, everyone has a book in them, but I want an exceptional book because you will be reading it and I want you to win. I want you to have nothing less than an exceptional career. And then the publishing journey begins, and I've taken you on that journey with me across a few episodes on the podcast, but that is an emotionally charged energy. It's like being on a roller coaster and I love it. I cannot wait to do it again. And I learned so much about my energy and focus and working with lots of different stakeholders in the process, which was just fascinating. And like I said, I'll do it all over again. And most importantly, I had to become the person who has unwavering belief, because I can't send this book out into the world thinking it'll be okay, maybe, maybe yes. What confidence does that instill? What energy am I putting out? I'm putting out a very weak energy. So I had to become a person who was constantly in a very high energetic state. And I absolutely loved that. But what I really want to share with you is this power. And it is the power of your mind. I know you know this. We've been hanging out for a while now. And we also hang out on my social. So I know that you know of the importance of mindset. It's not just about skill set. Mindset is everything when you set out to construct anything. So, as you know from a few of my posts, I'm an avid journaler. Journaling for me was the ultimate game changer. It's what moved the needle for me faster than anything else, because it was through that process of journaling that I undertook a very deep introspection, which set me on the path that I am on today, and also afforded the right people and opportunities to come into my world. But of course, I had to be the person who was ready to take up those opportunities And that's the part where you do the work without seeing the results immediately. But that is another topic for another podcast. So I journal my intentions. I journal about gratitude. I journal about goals. I journal about my focus. I journal about what I want. I journal about my vision. My journal is my go-to place. My journal is my sacred space. It's where I have the most important conversations with myself. It is on those pages. And I love the power of writing something down, because the mere fact that you can see it on paper, it's already part of the physical world. And when it's in your own handwriting, it just becomes so, so powerful. And that's what I love about the process. So of course, on Friday night, as soon as I hit number one on Amazon, I let the excitement take over and I journaled that night. You know, people ask me, how did you celebrate? Well, A, we're in lockdown, so I didn't. And B, if you really want an answer, well, I journaled. So I journaled to say thank you. I journaled a gratitude post to say thank you for affording me this opportunity, and also what it really means to me and how it really felt, because 10 years' time, I plan to pick up the journal and relive the moment. Maybe not 10 years' time, maybe a year's from now. So out of curiosity, I thought I want to go back over my pages and find out when I called in the intention that I'm going to become a number one bestseller. So I flicked through the pages and I found where I wrote it, and it was on the 26th of June. So on the 26th of June, I wrote about I'm releasing a book and it goes up on Amazon. I spoke about it as if it's happening in real life. When you are journaling, you write about anything that is happening in the present tense. So I wrote about how it feels, how it reacts, who I tell, so on and so forth. And then I keep on reading my post and I see that I wrote very specifically, I am going to become an Amazon bestseller in my category on the 7th of the 8th, 2020. And that is exactly when it happened. I got chills within reading that post. That is precisely how it happened. I mean, the intention with my team, my publisher, was always to go for number one on launch day. And I get a call from my publisher in the afternoon saying, listen, your book is at 141. Let's get it to number one today. And I didn't know how you do that, but I said, okay, let's do it. And at 8 o'clock, I refreshed the page and it hit number one. I knew this was going to happen before it happened. I saw it happening before it happens. That's visualization, but it's not enough just to see something happening. You need the emotional connection to it, and you need to know why it's important to you. And it was important for me to achieve that, because this is a one-of-a-kind careers in construction book. I know there is nothing out there like this. And achieving number one is just a vehicle to making sure it gets into the hands of the people that need it the most. But that is the power. That is the power of your mind. And what is even more important, as you can see from my example, I was very specific as to what was happening. And when people set out their intentions into the universe, they're not specific. They just say, I want more money. It's like, okay, I'll give you $2. Technically, that's more money. What do you actually want? And that is why in my book, I ask you, and we work through figuring out what exactly it is you want. I wanted to share this story with you to show you that when you put your mind to something and you believe in it and you align aggressive action behind it, guess what? It's happening. Hope I didn't ruin the outcome, but hey, it's happening. Whether it's positive or negative, it's happening. And I'm pretty sure you want the former. Speaking of positivity, this is everything that my next guest is all about. I'm smiling as I'm talking because I'm reliving the experience of recording with her because it is just pure energy. And that is the one and only Najla Sarkis. She's the founder and managing director of NCS Project Solutions. Her construction and project management experience began in 1997, and she's worked across Australia and overseas and has been exposed to a variety of cultures, contexts, and challenges, which gives her a unique insight and ability to tailor every project to the specific needs of each client. And it is her international journey and very interesting cultural background, but also her outlook and her energy, which just makes her absolutely fascinating. You are going to be buzzed after the podcast with Najla. So as always, I look forward to seeing you back here Sunday, 7 o'clock. You know that by now. And as always, if you love what you're listening to, connect with me on Instagram at @EleanorMosher_ and on LinkedIn, Eleanor Mosher. Share with me what you love about the podcast. And you can also share with me people that you think would be a great fit for the show. Because Andrew Noble from Vaughan, hi Andrew, recommended Najla. So I would love for you to tell me who you want to hear from. Because this podcast, it's here for you. Because remember, we're here to work on the greatest project that you will ever get to work on. And that is you. So until the next episode, here's to constructing you.